Hi, this is Mella, and you're listening to Love Mella the Podcast. Hi guys, alam niyo ba, October 31 ngayon na nagre-record ako tapos mag-isa ako sa bahay. I'm so scared. Charat. Kasi kakapakinig ko lang dun sa isang podcast na ano, na ang episode nila for the week is ano, Halloween related, Halloween special. So, shit! Okay, alam niyo actually, my plan was to film this one like a video cast. But then natakot ako kasi baka mamaya, may tao na pala sa likod. Hindi, kaya ngayon nasa ano ako eh, nakasandal ako sa wall. Pero huwag niyo nakatakutin. Anyway, so actually, in one out too big, just ka. So ayun, I didn't plan anything for this episode. I just really wanted to take advantage of the fact na I'm home alone and na na hindi ko kailangan maghina ng onti ng boses kasi wala akong worry na baka may makarinig sa akin or what. Pero ayun, so I just really wanted to talk. So wala talaga ako naisip na topic for this ano, for this episode. So tignan na lang natin where life takes us, ang arte. Anyway, so ayun, actually plan ko for this year yung Halloween magpaka doctor sa Grace Loan kasi hindi ako nakabili ng scrubs. Like imagine, pinlano namin yun ni ate around June, nabibili kami ng scrubs tapos hindi pa rin namin nagawa kung ano-ano pa rin binili namin. Nakakatawa. So ayun, sobrang fail, pero baka mag-isip na lang ako ng ibang outfit later, let's see. Pero gusto ko pa rin i-push yung pagka-doctor. So, I don't know. Tingnan natin. Mag-improvise na lang tayo. Ayan. So, ayun. Nothing special about today. Kahit long weekend. Actually, there's something special. Kasi there's one extra day na I can do nothing and not feel guilty about it. Kasi walang pasok bukas. Kasi usually on a Saturday, my plan is to just do nothing all day. Then, at night, ako manonood ng k-drama. Ganyan. But now, plan ko pa rin siya. Pero parang tinatamad ako. So, baka bukas na lang. I don't know, Monday bukas, long weekend. So, kung hindi naman inano ni Duterte na working holiday ang November 2, edi sana 4 days tayong nagsasaya. Diyos ko, sorry. Tumaas yung emotion bigla. So, ayun. Actually, my usual Saturday goes like this. I wake up at 12 noon or 11:30. Tapos, magluluto ako ng breakfast. Tapos, ina-assume ko lagi, 1:30, I am done doing na the cooking, the preparing the food, pagligpit, ganyan. So, mga 2 o'clock, sana nasa bed na ako. Pero, madalas, hindi ko alam kung nangyayari to sa inyo, pero may times na, yung parang alam mong controlled mo yung day mo. Like, for example, ako ngayon, weekend ngayon, so, alam ko walang pasok bukas, so, hindi ko ma-expect plain. Pero, I just wanna say na, minsan, sa sobrang alam ko na ang dami kong free time, natitake ko siya for granted. Parang, sample, 1 o'clock ngayon, isipin ko, kasi gusto ko nasa bed ako before 5, ganyan. Tapos sabi ko, may 4 hours pa ako to do stuff, to take a bath, and to prepare my iPad para manood ng k-drama or what, or whatever I'm gonna watch. Tapos, biglang, magugulat na lang ako, anong pinaggagawa ko? At alas 3 na wala pa ako sa kama. Alam mo yun, parang, sa sobrang akala ko ang haba pa ng panahon, ng time, magulat na lang ako, ay shit, naubos ko na pala siya doing nothing. Which is, minsan naiinis ako kasi parang sabi ko, oh shit, hindi ko nasulit yung weekend. Hindi ko alam kung may makakaget sa akin, pero shit, minsan talaga nasasayang ko yung time ko by thinking na hindi siya gumagalaw. Parang iniisip ko, 1:30 pa lang, hindi, may 2 hours and may 3 hours and 30 minutes pa ako para mag-prepare and maligo, ganyan. Kasi gusto ko mga by 5, before 5 nga nasa bed na ako, diba? Or, tapos, before 6 at least, yun yung pinaka-maximum na yun. Tapos, isipin ko, sige, gabi ko na lang gagawin lahat. Tapos, sa gabi, hindi ko rin siya gagawin. So, I end up just scrolling sa social media. Tapos, bakit? Alam mo yung, andyan na nga yung buong day in front of me, pero ba't parang sinayang ko pa siya by doing nothing? Siguro kasi, sobrang relate talaga ako dun sa meme na ano, yung parang Friday siya, tapos sabi ng employee, oh, I'm so excited for the weekend, ganyan. Tapos, when the weekend comes, parang nagtititigan lang kayo ng phone mo, as in, nakahiga ka lang. Tapos yung laptop mo, ano, ganyan, parang, wala, nagla-laptop ka lang, pero wala ka namang ginagawa, parang plan mo to watch K-drama all weekend, pero ang ending, nagsuscroll ka lang sa Facebook, nagshare ka lang ng memes, ganyan, or nakikinig ka lang sa music, ganon. So, minsan, ang plano ko, magre-record ako ng podcast, pero hindi rin nangyayari, kasi, I don't know, sobrang, ano bang problema ng katawan ko? Alam mo yun, parang, shit, is this the adult life na talaga? Na parang, pero I don't think it is, kasi the real adult life exists outside. For me, ah, well, it exists here, like, at home, kasi you have to pay for the bills here at home, like my mom, ganyan, ganyan. Hindi pa naman ako yung sobrang dun sa level na nagbabayad na ng ganto, ng ganyan, kasi ang ginagawa ko lang, nagbibigay ako kay mama, tas siya na yung bahala. Ang binamayaran ko lang, as in yun, talagang for my personal Emmy, like Globe, ganyan, Globe merch, ganun. Tas minsan, mga kape-kape ko, ganun, vitamins and stuff. Yun. Para ba ako nagdarap? Sorry. Medyo ganto talaga ako pag mag-isa ako, madaldal ako. Tas, tinatry ko talagang huwag isipin yung fact na mag-isa ako, kasi halo Halloween, just got us my anyway, so ayun, happy Halloween guys. Huwag kayong lilingon na. Oh shit. Uy, bakit ko tinatakot yung sarili ko? Shit. Please kausapin niyo ako. Bakit kausapin ni Asha namang may sasagot sa ano sa podcast? Anyway, so ayun, umalis kasi sila mama at si ate. Bigla na lang pagising nila, sabi nila, "Oh, parang gusto kong mag-mall." Silang dalawa, ako sobrang pag long weekend na ganito. I really don't wanna go out. Like, nung nagka-pandemic na, parang before kasi, like, pre-COVID, pag long weekend, oh shit, makakalabas kami for 2 times ng weekend. Kasi usually pag weekend, isang day lang ng weekend na yun kami lumalabas. Pero ngayon, parang sabi ko, oh shit, like pre-COVID, sabi ko, oh, 3-day long weekend, ganyan, oh, 2 times kami makakapag-mall. Minsan 3, sasagarin namin lahat. Pero now, parang sabi ko, shit. Iisipin ko pa nga lang nakukuha ako ng package sa ground floor. Parang nanghihina na ako kasi ayoko talagang bumababa. Kasi parang, I mean, sobrang praning na ako na parang, shit, ang pagde-disinfect ko umaabot ng 30 minutes. Minsan, pag galing ako sa office, alam to ni Carms. Nakukwento ko lagi sa kanya. Hi, Carms. Ayun, sinasabi ko lagi, mga 1 hour ako nag-disinfect. Like, minsan na-disinfect ko na yung bag ko, pero ang magagawin ko pa rin is, i-UV ko pa siya, tapos i-disinfect ko siya ulit. Tapos, sabi ko, baliw na ba ako or what? Tapos, kaya minsan, ano, pag lumalabas ng bahay, nagsasocks ako kasi ayoko ma-expose yung pa ako. Anything na makapagpa-expose sa akin, hindi ko ginagawa. Like, as much as possible, naka-jacket ako pagbaba unless super init. Naka-t-shirt lang ako. So, ayun, ang ginagawa ko is naka-medyos ako. Kahit naka-chinelas ako, at least naka-medyos ako. So, hindi exposed yung feet ko. Ganyan. So, para pag-akyat ko, I can just remove it and wear my house slippers. Diba? Parang hindi ko, well, mag-disinfect pa rin ako ng paa, ganyan. Pero, hindi siya yung as dirty as my feet when I don't have socks. Diba? So, ayun, parang, yeah, super, grabe, super planning ko na talaga starting nung, ano, nung March 2020. Like, actually, even before, like, kasi nagnanathaniel ako before, ano. Like, yun yung commute ko from school to, from school. From office to bahay, bahay to office, ganyan. So, super, ano na talaga ako noon, like, sobrang praning ko na that time kasi nagmamask ako like even before it was required, like kasi nasa niya ako, so super siksikan, ganyan. So sabi ko, oh shit, parang biglang minsan kasi diba may random, like socially acceptable pang umubo dati basta magtakip ka, ganyan. Pero nung yun nga, medyo napraning na ako, ganyan. Tapos actually even before COVID, sobrang addict ko ng mag spray ng alcohol after doing anything. Like, maghahawak ako ng ballpen, mag-alcohol ako. Maghahawak ako ng pera, mag-alcohol ako. Like, literally, anything na I'd do, after noon, mag-alcohol ako. Like, after kumain, before kumain, ganyan. As in, yun na yung thinking ko na parang kapag lalabas ako ng bahay, oh shit, kaya ko bang, may patience ba ako today na enough para i-endure ko yung tagal kong mag-disinfect pagbalik ko ng bahay. Like, yun yung iniisip ko bago ako umalis. Unless required, like, pagpapasok sa office, ganyan, wala man akong choice. So, kailangan ko talagang pumasok. So, yeah, ganun. So, pag yung, ano lang, yung may choice naman ako na pwede akong hindi sumama, ganyan, or pwedeng ipasuyo ko na lang sa guard na iyak-iyak, ganun. Ayun. Mas pinipili ko na lang magstay sa bahay. Minsan nga, even just going out of the balcony, napapraning na ako kasi baka shit, baka may mga, ano, may mga droplets na ano, na hindi ko alam kung saan galing, ganyan. Baka, shit, God forbid, knock on wood, na sana hindi naman siya COVID na if ever man may dumapo sa akin, ganyan, sabi ko. Kasi we never really know, eh. As in, yun nga yung problema, like, with this pandemic eh. We're fighting, but we can't see who we're fighting or what we're fighting. Parang nasa gera ka, tapos hindi mo alam kung sino yung kalaban mo or hindi mo alam kung ano ba yung kalaban mo or what. So you just have to be prepared all the time. Unlike dati na, like before everything happened, sobrang wala. Sobrang tinake advantage lang natin lahat eh. As in, hindi natin alam na that bus ride was a privilege. That bus ride without a mask and a face shield was a privilege. Just listening to music while watching people walk outside. Sobrang privilege na pala siya na sobrang nami-miss ko right now. Kasi even though super siksikan sa Nathaniel, sobrang na-enjoy ko talaga yung bus ride, especially pag napaupo na ako. Like may bumaba, tapos makakaupo ako ganyan. Sobrang ano na, sobrang ang ano na talaga, ang privilege nun for me, especially like walking outside. Just literally just taking a walk. Sobrang nakaka-miss kasi dude, I love walking. Like dati super naiinis ako sa nanay ko na parang lahat na lang gusto niya lakarin. Like sa Hong Kong gusto niya lakad ng lakad, eh pagod na ako. Sa Singapore gusto niya lakad ng lakad, sa mall gusto niya lakad ng lakad. Pero nung naging ano na ako, medyo mga 18, 19 ganyan, sabi ko shit, ang sarap maglakad. Like na-enjoy ko talaga yung mga lakad ko from school to condo, kahit super ikli lang kasi tatawid lang ako eh. Na-enjoy ko din yung ano, yung na hindi pa kami dito sa TAF nakatira. Super na-enjoy ko yung walks ko papasok papunta sa sakayan, tapos yung pagbaba ko ng FX, yung mga walks ko going up sa classroom ganyan. Tapos nakaka-miss lang na when I'm walking nakikita ko rin yung ibang students na minsan ako curious kaya, 'di ba, na parang this person, ano kayang class niya today, parang okay kaya siya today, ano kayang course niya, ganyan. May ganun kasi ako when I see people, minsan wala akong pake, may days na sobrang bala ka dyan, anong pake ko sa'yo ganyan. Pero may days na sobrang curiosity talaga yung ano, nagtitake over me na parang, this person, ano kayang class niya today? Ano kayang course niya? May jowa na kaya to? Imi-meet niya ba yung friends niya dito? Kaya siya mag-isa? Ganyan. Ba't kaya siya kumakain mag-isa? Introvert ba siya? Or talagang naghihintay lang siya ng kasama? Ganon. Or prof ba to? Studyante ba to? Kasi minsan, di ba, parang bata. Minsan, iisipin ko. At least, ako. Iisipin ko, shit, prof ba to? Or studyante? Ganyan. So, mga ganon lang. Sobrang nakaka-miss na hindi natin alam if we'll ever get them back. Kasi sobrang ang lala nang nangyari sa Philippines. Hindi ko in-expect na. Alam ko naman na we're always, nahuhuli compared sa ibang bansa sa Asia. But like, I don't expect us to be this low. Like, hindi ko in-expect na magiging ganito ka severe yung, grabe. Hindi ko talaga akalain na sobrang magsistop lahat ng buhay natin. As in lahat, buong mundo actually. What's so sad pa is lahat tayo nag-stop yung life natin sabay-sabay, like when the quarantine started, pero hindi tayo lahat sabay-sabay nakabangon, you know, parang in-expect ko, siguro in a year okay na. Actually, what I wished for was, hopefully after the ECQ, okay na. Like the very first ECQ, like March to April, sabi ko, oh my god, sana okay na, kasi I was just starting to enjoy my professional life. Like kaka-graduate ko lang, so sabi ko, this is the time na I'd be very free, like wala ako masyadong ipapaalam sa nanay ko na lakad. If maglalakad. If may lakad man ako, sasabihin ko lang sa kanya, like, ma, may lakad ako. Hindi ko na sasabihin na, ma, pwede bang pumunta sa lakad? Sabi ko, may enjoy ko na yung ganun. Like, hindi na ako masyadong magpapakulong, ganyan. Hopefully, hindi na rin ako masyadong e-box ni mama, ganun. So, okay naman siya sa ganun. Like, ito lang talagang pandemic yung problem. Kasi, I thought, ma-enjoy ko talaga. Pero, akala ko, nung nagka-COVID, parang valid pa rin yung thinking ko na, baka si mama, payagan niya pa rin ako pag lumuwag na yung restrictions. Parang papayagan niya pa rin akong lumabas, ganyan. Kasi, matanda na ako, 23 na ako, ganyan. Pero, men, naging strict siya ulit. Nakakairita. Nakakainis kasi akala ko, basta parang, i-follow ko yung minimum health protocols, tama? Health protocols, health standards. Okay na kay mama, pero parang nagpapaalam kasi ako dapat mag-Airbnb. Ganyan, parang mag-overnight ako and yung isang kong friend sa isang Airbnb. Tapos, ayaw niya, Inis talaga ako, boy. Sabi ko, oh my God, she's back. The old mama is back. Oh my God. So, wala, test na lang muna. Buti na lang, medyo hindi na rin talaga ako palalabas. Like, pag wala na lang talagang choice, like, pag pupunta sa office, like, required kasi. And, pag package ko yung dadating. Kaya, minsan nakakatamad talaga umorder. Minsan, iniisip ko, kailangan ko ba talaga to? Or pag ito dineliver, tapos normal courier, tapos tawagan niya ako on a weekend na nagpapahinga na ako, kaya ko ba siyang babain? Magkakaroon ba ako ng sipag that day para babain siya? Parang sabi ko, sige, huwag na lang. Next time ko na lang siya bibilin, or bibilin ko na lang siya pag nasa mall ako, para at least makukuha ko na siya, diba? Like, hanapin ko na lang siya sa mall and stuff, ganyan. Kasi minsan, diba, sa Shopee, kung ano-ano na lang nakikita natin. So, yeah. So, ayun, grabe. I really hope we get back to normal. Hindi man soon, but I hope we get back to normal. Actually, yun na lang yung wish ko, kasi we really can't be sure naman kung ilang years pa to. So, sabi ko, I just hope we get back to normal. You know, kasi hindi siya makompare dun sa dati na na-stop ng vaccine. Well, the vaccines will stop naman this. I mean, parang it's the number one, I believe, the number one solution to end this pandemic. Pero, ayun nga, hindi kasi siya yung katulad ng before na, sabi kasi ni mama, parang hindi daw nila pinapansin yan dati, ganyan. So, parang mas malala na daw talaga to. So, sabi ko, okay, parang bagong ano to sa history, ah. Parang bagong record to. So, sabi ko, I just really hope we go back to normal. Para sa akin, I'm hoping na sana near future, pero if hindi man, as long as we just go back to normal. Please, please, please. Kasi that's actually one of my friends and I talked about. Ang sad kasi ako, I'm 23, tapos that friend is 24. We're in our prime years, pero nandito tayo sa bahay. Wala tayong, may ginagawa tayo, pero hindi natin ma-maximize, I believe, yung potential natin. Kasi dapat, we're meeting people out there, we're meeting, we're going to different places, we're, you know, doing things to make our dreams come true. Like, makapag-travel tayo, ganyan, parang marami tayong magagawa. Kasi ngayon, Diyos ko, sobrang kulong tayo. Kaya ang swerte nung iba na ang job nila talaga is to go out of the house and to, you know, yung iba kasi nagta-travel pa, diba? Like, yung ibang, ano, for content, ganyan. Yung iba, yun talagang trabaho nila, ganyan. So, it's so sad. Parang we're being robbed of our youth. Grabe, na parang akala ko, akala ko talaga saglit lang to. Kasi parang sabi ko, ilang cases pa lang, 49. 50, ganyan. Yung time na before mag-ECQ, mga 50 cases, ganyan. So, sabi ko, ay, sana mapagaling na nila yan. Yun pa yung thinking ko noon. Parang wala pa ako nung concept na, oh shit, the government should have done better. Kasi parang sabi ko, nung una, medyo sarili ko lang talaga iniisip ko noon. Sobrang, ano ko pa noon, medyo childish pa, ganyan. Kahit last year lang yun. Sobrang grabe talaga the character development na pwedeng mangyari sa isang tao in a year. Or even less, diba? Parang, so ayun, that time sabi ko, may pakiyo ako sa mundo, like, pero iba yung paki ko sa mundo ngayon. You know, parang may paki ako sa mundo noon na parang, oh, dapat mabait ka sa taong to, ganyan. Parang dapat pag sa politician, dapat hindi ka corrupt. Kapag public servant ka, dapat iisipin mo yung mga tao, ganyan. Pero ayun, after a year, or actually less, like, nung nakita ko na yung sobrang true colors talaga ni Duterte, sabi ko, oh shit, we don't deserve this. Sobrang grabe, as in nag-dawn sa akin lahat na parang, oh shit, ginagaslight na tayo. As in, nung una sabi ko, ay baka ganun lang talaga kalala yung pandemic para hindi nila ma-control or ma-contain yung virus, ganyan. Pero naisip ko, shit, alam naman nila yung ginagawa nila eh. I mean, may pera tayo. Ginag-gaslight lang talaga nila tayo na parang kayo yung problema kasi labas kayo ng labas, ganyan. Parang sabi ko, what the fuck, dude? Kasalanan bang kailangan namin lumabas para mabuhay kami? Kailangan namin magtrabaho, kailangan namin bumili ng groceries. And ang swerte nyo nga kasi, well, ako at least, part ng middle class. May trabaho ako, may sweldo ako, kahit hindi kami nagtrabaho for 2 months. That's actually, sobrang privilege ko yun. Na parang hindi ko kailangan lumabas ng bahay for 2 months, pero may sweldo ako. Unlike yung iba, grabe. Kailangan nilang magtrabaho, tapos pag dumating yung time na bahala, baka magkasakit sila, wala silang sweldo. No work, no pay sila. So, dude, nakaka-insta talaga na sobrang ginagaslight tayo na labas tayo ng labas, ganyan. Parang, hindi na lang daw kasi tayo sumunod, ganyan. Diyos ko, yung ibang artista nakikita mo, bigla magpo-post na parang just follow the rules, follow the government and all that. Tapos, shit, may isip ko, kasi kayo, nasa bahay lang kayo, kumpleto lahat ng groceries nyo and stuff, hindi nyo kailangan lumabas. Ang palalabasin nyo lang, siyaya nyo, or kasambahay nyo. Pero, I'm not generalizing all artistas, kasi ang dami ring artista na aware of their privilege. Pero may iilan lang talaga na actually hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin nila magawang sisihin yung gobyerno for what's happening. As in, talagang iniisip nila na ang may problema pa rin is yung mga tao and yung virus na mismo. I'm telling you all, yung gobyerno nag-CR na talaga yung virus. So, really have to get rid of them. As in, please guys, register to vote. Ay, tapos na pala, boobs. Tapos na. So, sana nakapag-register kayo to vote para mapatalsik na natin yung mga nakaupo na wala namang ginagawa. Kung may ginagawa man, ang ginagawa lang nila is mangurap, kumuha ng pera natin, and gamitin for their own personal eme. Eme. Galit na wala na maisip na word. So, you know, Diyos ko, inom nga muna akong tubig. Galit. So, ayun, pagod na ako. Grabe. Hindi ko alam kung paano ko i-express yung pagod ko. So, I'm really thankful I have this podcast to voice out my rants and to just talk and share my thoughts and my insights with you guys. Thank you guys talaga for listening. I see the stats. Thank you so much. Hindi man siya super like sky podcast levels, but may nakikinig. So, thank you so much guys. Hindi man siya yung kasing dami ng hinohope ko. Pero, meron. So, aarte pa ba, diba? So, I'm really thankful guys na may nakikinig. Kasi, it's nice na, I mean, dati actually ang mindset ko, gagawa ako ng podcast no matter how many yung makikinig. Parang kahit dalawa na lang silang nakikinig, I'm still gonna publish episodes, sabi ko. Kahit ako na lang yung may gusto nito and wala nang makinig at all, I'm gonna keep doing this because I love doing it. It's actually my breather. It's actually my breather. And I'm really thankful na the thought of making my own podcast came to me. Like, I'm so happy na naisip ko siya. Kasi feeling ko, if wala talaga akong podcast, baka ang tagal ko ng baliw. You know, hindi ko talaga alam kung saan ako dinala ng life kung wala akong podcast, kung walang Love Mela. As in, thank you also talaga sa mga nakikinig. Kasi you guys, kasama kayo sa mga reasons why I keep doing this. The number one reason kasi is just, I really just want to. I wanna do this. I love doing this. I love editing podcasts. I love voicing out my thoughts, ganyan. And I love talking. I'm so talkative, you know. Sobrang dal-dal ko. So, yeah. Grabe. Grabe yung mga passion project na nang, ano, no, na napoproduce natin because of the pandemic. Because of the fact na wala tayong magawa here sa house compared sa when we're out there. Na pag nasa mall ka, diba, ang dami mo pwedeng gawin. Pwede ka mag-shopping, ganyan. Parang mapapaisip ka na lang na sa grabe yung tagal na nitong pandemic na parang may isip mo, oh shit, nagagawa ko pala to dati normally nang walang face mask, walang face shield, nang walang kailangan iscan na QR code, walang kailangan contact tracing form na isign, you know, na walang kailangan distancing na maganap. Kasi, hello, nagko-concert nga tayo dati na ano eh, as in talagang siksikan, sardinas and all. So, parang sa sobrang tagal ng pandemic, parang hindi ko alam kung kailan na yung huling time na may nahawakan akong tao na yung walang worry, yung walang hesitations na, oh shit, baka this person's a carrier of the virus, ganyan. Parang, alam mo yun, parang grabe talaga, no? Parang the pandemic took almost everything from us. Pero it also made us realize na we have the things we once prayed for and we just need to appreciate it. So, ayun, thankful pa din, you know? Pero not everyone's as privileged as I am and not everyone is lucky. Kasi yung iba, hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin nila alam kung paano magsusurvive from day to day. Kasi hindi lahat may trabaho pa rin, diba? Yung iba nawala na ng work last year. So, just ko, yung ABS-CBN employees, grabe, nawala ng trabaho because of the shutdown of the franchise. The franchise. So, grabe. Diyos ko guys, tumama yung ngipin ko sa mic. Shabu! Whoa. So, ayun. Sobrang grabe. I didn't expect na talaga na magiging ganito siya kalala. Kasi, yun nga, paulit-ulit na ako, no? Sabi ko kanina, akala ko talaga saglit lang siya kasi akala ko para lang siyang yung flu na, or akala ko dati, para lang siyang chickenpox na parang, okay, makahawa ka, pero gagaling ka din. And it's just one time, your whole lifetime, diba? So, sabi ko, oh, baka parang ganun lang yan, na parang napapalala lang ng media, ganun. So, yun pa yung iniisip ko dati, pero sabi ko, oh shit, it's real. Like, even before easy, kasi sabi ko, oh shit, it's so real. So, natakot nga ako actually nung nag-announce ng lockdown. Sabi ko, oh my God, lockdown? Anong gagawin ko? May sweldo ba ako? Ganyan. Sabi ko, what? Parang, the whole world will stop. The whole Philippines will, like, halt everything. Anong gagawin natin? Parang, sa bahay lang tayo. Parang, ang iniisip ko kasi that time, sarili ko lang. So, sabi ko, oh, parang, time na ba to? Para magpahinga ako. Kasi that was the time na sobrang, diretso from grad, diretso work. So, sabi ko, ay, okay, baka parang sign to ni, ano, parang medyo, ano pa, no, self-centered pa. Sabi ko, alam ba ka sign to ni Lord na parang, okay, Mela, you have to rest, you have to breathe. Kasi parang you've been working so hard for a long time. I think this is the time for you to take things slow, ganyan, take it easy, ganyan. Pero sabi ko, ang selfish naman ng thought na yon, na parang sabi ko, ha, talagang for me lang, or for those people lang na like me, na kailangan namin magpahinga, ganun. Kasi we've been very hard work. Wow, yes, hardworking. So, sabi ko, okay, sige. Let's see what happens. So, sabi ko, okay, sige, 1 month lang naman pala yung ECQ. Let's see, let's see. Tapos, nakita ko na how severe it is and how talaga lala the problems it gave the Philippines and the whole world, actually. So, sabi ko, okay, sige, pray tayo, pray tayo. Sana matapos na to, ganyan. Pero, 1 year, almost 2 years later, we're still here. Parang may vaccines, but grabe, sila pa rin yung nakaupo. Napafrustrate na ako na kasi 'di ba sa ibang bansa pag yung president may ano parang kino-call out siya or ganyan nagre-resign eh ito talaga grabe B, ang kapal talaga ng mukha te. Kasi talaga ba nakaupo ka pa din parang ay Diyos ko let Lenny lead na please. Diyos ko grabe yung ano yung list of accomplishments niya during ano the pandemic parang grabe hindi naman kasing taas nung like 'di ba may ni-request na budget yung OVP pero hindi yun yung hindi naman binigay sa kanya ng buo eh like medyo naliliitan pa siya pero ang galing kasi napagkasa niya yun to help a lot of people. Like, ang dami niya nang nagawa and natulungan. So, please, dun tayo bumoto sa marami nang nagawa and hindi lang yung puro words. You know? Parang, kasi nakakapagod na talaga. As in, please, please, Lord. Yun talaga, actually, nagpe-pray na ako lagi na parang, Lord, please, I hope this ends. Actually, I'm still lucky kasi I have a job and my family and my whole family and I, may trabaho kaming tatlo. So, we put food on the table, kaming tatlo. Pero I hope everyone is like us na may trabaho and may pera and hindi lang yung puro ano na parang hindi lang puro ako yung iniisip ko. So sabi ko, Lord, sana kung hindi man buong Pilipinas, at least may mga magtulungan para matulungan yung mga nasa baba. Kasi I'm so sure hindi na rin nila alam paano mag-go on. Yung mga like, yung mga talagang gipit na as in yung wala na talaga, walang-wala na ganon. So ayun, parang grabe. So actually, I'm really thankful din sa mga nangyari sa K-pop world ngayong pandemic kasi parang tinry ko talaga i-divert yung attention ko doon kasi sabi ko feeling ko if talagang yung buong Pilipinas lang yung iisipin ko well iniisip ko pa rin naman siya like I still love my country and I still want to better it in my own way at least and by exercising my right to vote so ayun parang mahal ko pa rin yung bansa ko pero tinry ko talagang i-ano yung attention ko sa ano sa Hallyu sa Hallyu world ganyan kasi sabi ko baka pag masyado ako nagpakain sa frustrations ko dito sa Pilipinas baka magka-wrinkles ako girl. Babaw pala para lang sa wrinkles ganyan pero ayun nga sabi ko sige magpakaano muna tayo magpaka-army tayo full-time army full-time K-drama addict so masaya naman maraming ganap sa K-pop world and nag-TikTok na rin ako ganyan so sabi ko oh it's so fun to be here so fun to just unwind and not be too serious sometimes it's good na you know your privilege you're aware of what you have and how you're gonna use it to better the world or your country pero don't forget to relax sometimes kasi you have to and if you don't girl baka sumabog ka na lang bigla it's just really tiring sometimes no to be in the Philippines sorry ang nega naman ng episode na to pero ayun nga it's sometimes so tiring to be in the Philippines pero when I think of my future or when I think of the kids I'm gonna have in the future I want to give them a world they deserve. I wanna give them the country or a place to live in na they deserve. Kasi if ako, ito na yung mundong kinalakihan ko, like tong bansa na kinalakihan ko na corrupt, ganyan. Sabi ko, I don't want my kids in the future to live in a place like this na puro corruption and na as in talagang ginagaslita tayo ng gobyerno, ganyan. Sabi ko, I want my kids to grow up in a world wherein they can voice out their thoughts freely, may freedom of speech sila without the fear of, being killed, you know? Kasi, diba, ang daming namatay na dahil aktivista sila. So, ayun, parang, we owe it to our future children, or we owe it to our future selves. If you don't wanna have kids, you owe it to your future self to do what you can right now. Para, in the future, you can live freely, comfortably, and just to be happy, you know? Kasi, being happy starts with having a good government, I guess. Kasi, if you have a very bad governance. Diyos ko, edi ang pangat ng life, ang pangat ng bansa mo, ang pangat ng lugar na tinitirahan mo, 'di ba? So it starts with them talaga. Pero you can also, well masyado ng political, pero everything is political kasi talaga. Alam niyo, actually dati hindi ako naniniwala doon. So, parang sabi ko, should everything really be political or should everything really be all about politics? Ulit. So yun, sabi ko, yeah, it actually is. Everything is political. Hindi man ako yung super kasing aktivista ng iba, pero I know my privilege, and yeah, I just really know my privilege and I know how to use it for the country's good, for the greater good, kumbaga. So ayun, grabe ang haba na pala nito. Sabi ko, wala akong masasabi. Grabe, alam niyo, actually every time I record for a podcast, sabi ko, oh shit, yung outline ko parang ang ikli. Paano ko to mapapahaba? Eh, ito lang yung naiisip ko. Pero by the time na nagre-record na ako, shit. Ang dami ko nang nasabi. Andun pa lang ako sa first bullet point. So I guess it really pays to be madaldal. So if madaldal kayo, gumawa na kayo ng podcast, guys. If you wanna start your own podcast, just go to anchor.fm. Tapos, sobrang user-friendly na. So, hindi to paid ad. So, gusto ko lang talaga mag-invite ng mga tao na gumawa ng podcast kasi it's really so fun. As in, magulat ka na lang parang in the process, mas makikilala mo yung sarili mo na, oh shit. Like, example, ako kasi introvert ako. So, pag may iniisip ako, iniisip ko lang siya. Hindi ko siya masyado nasasabi dun sa tao. Pero, madaldal ako, ang weird. Pero, hindi ko siya masyado nasasabi dun sa tao. Pero pag nagpo-podcast ako, pag gumagawa ako ng podcast, sabi ko, oh shit, naisip ko to. Parang pag pinapakinggan ko siya, pag ini-edit ko na siya, sabi ko, oh shit, naisip ko to. Ganyan. So sabi ko, oh, it's nice. Grabe. Parang ang ganda ng nagagawa niya. As in, sobrang ang daming educational podcast sa Spotify, guys. Search nyo lang. As in, punta lang kayo sa search, tapos podcasts, tapos ang daming recommendations dun. So ayun, follow nyo lang sila. Ganyan. Tapos ako, personally, I listen to Sky Podcast, Ang Walang Kwenta Podcast, Gabi ng Bading, Growing Up with Ben and Chris, Figure It Out with Gabby and Khalil, tsaka I listen to Walwal Sesh also. Tapos I also listen sometimes to Matt Runs, yung podcast ni Matt Godicelli, and In Your Feelings podcast. Ayan, so yun yung mga podcast. Pero ang number one ko talaga is Gabi ng Bading and Sky Podcast. And Ang Kulang Kitang Podcast, tatlo na. Favorite ko talaga silang tatlong podcast kasi sobrang I feel home when I'm listening to them. As in, I feel like I have friends when I listen to them. As in, minsan naiisip ko palang bigla nilang like in the middle of the convo. Minsan sasabihin nila blah 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 blah. Tapos may isip ko siya even before they say it. So sabi ko, oh my god, we share the same thoughts pala. Ganyan minsan. So sabi ko, yun actually yung nag-udyok sa akin to make my own podcast. When I listen to podcasts myself, I tend to answer them in my head. Tapos, it's so nice to be like this to other people also. So sabi ko, why not try it myself. So I did, and hopefully ganun din naman kayo sa akin na parang you feel like you have a friend in me, because you guys, you have a friend in me. I may not be as approachable as others are, pero you can just listen to me like here on Spotify and anywhere else na you get your podcast. So yeah, I'm just really here to be myself, I guess, and it's nice if this being myself makes someone feel na parang may kaibigan sila in me, and it's so nice to be that to anyone. And actually, it's one of my goals to not just to voice out my thoughts or my insights on anything or everything, anything under the sun, but also to be someone's friend, virtual friend. Kahit boses ko lang inaririnig niyo, pero if you wanna see my face, you can follow me on IG and Twitter at MelRHX. Shameless plug, hey. So ayun, ayan, I really hope this ends soon, this pandemic ends soon, even though I'm really scared na when the world opens up again, I'm not sure if ready na ako by that time, but I really hope I'd be, kasi antagal ko na talagang wini-wish na maging okay na ng buong mundo, well actually ng Pilipinas, kasi napag-iwanan tayo eh. Parang lahat sila, okay na sila. Pero tayo, parang we're still scared. Parang nabanggit nga ng ate ko sa akin, yung isa niyang friend, a friend or workmate, colleague sa Australia. Parang lahat sila doon wala ng mask pag nasa restaurant, ganyan. Well, kasi kakain. Pero even when they're not in the restaurant, they can party sa bar nang walang, wala talagang restrictions. So parang sabi ko, oh my god, when? When? So guys, please, let's vote for the right person, for the right leader, and for the right VP na would assist and would complement the leader. Kasi it really pays to have good governance. Parang, I hope na yung mga Marcos apologists, yung kamag-anak, makonvince niya pa sila. Kasi ako, hindi ko talaga alam kung paano, pero I'm really trying. Kasi may isa akong ano, na parang sabi niya, ibobolo niya daw si Marcos kasi crush na dati. Sabi ko, what? So sabi ko, okay, sige, I'll try. But I can only deal with so much. Parang, I can only go so far. So, if hindi na talaga kaya, well, hindi ko alam talaga. Pero, I'm still hoping talaga to change that person's mind. Pero, yeah, I hope you guys, huwag niyo sukuan yung mga gusto niyong i-educate. Please, 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 vote wisely, choose the right leader, and yung mga senatorial, ano nyo, na ibuboto nyo, I hope mag-research din on what they have done already, and what their ano talaga their nature is, kasi baka mamaya hindi pala sila ganitong ta, alam mo yun, parang i-anon talaga, research talaga. Wow, it's been a long episode. Wow, I didn't expect it to be this lengthy. So thank you so much guys for listening. Thank you so much for being with me tonight pero kahit hapon ko siya nire-record. Thanks for being with me ngayong nire-record ko siya ng All Saints Day Eve. Halloween. Happy Halloween, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to follow my podcast on Spotify. Just click the follow button up there. And if you want to be notified when I upload new episodes, just click the notification bell. But I believe even if you don't click it, mano-notify ka pa rin as long as you follow me. Kasi diba meron ng notification bell sa Spotify home. Tas dun ma-notify ka sa lahat ng, for example, lahat ng podcast na pinafollow mo if they have new episodes or if the artist you're following has new music, ganyan. So, it's nice. So, actually, hindi pala necessity na i-click niyo yung notification bell. So, thank you so much, guys! Thank you for listening, and I hope you keep supporting my podcast, my baby. Thank you so much, guys! Bye-bye, and good night!